Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder. And welcome into Brahma Talk here on 97.7 KATX or wherever you're listening online at LoneStarBrahmas.com or through Facebook. Bringing on now a good old buddy of mine at this point. I mean, Chad Seward over with the Lone Star Brahmas official title ticket manager, but kind of the jack of all trades. Chad, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great, Matthew. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. And what a weekend of hockey.
It was definitely a good weekend. We had good crowds and definitely some fantastic performance on the ice too.
Well, let's start out. I had the opportunity of being there on Friday night for the game, and brought one of my buddies who'd never been to a hockey game before, the other one who's a hockey nut, and I mean, what a great night for hockey as a whole. The Lone Star Brahmas came out, scored early at, I believe, the 3:30 mark around there in the first period. Let's see here. Hogan Davidson, who came to Lone Star from Wichita Falls, had, I guess, had come in as well, and Liam Sturtzinger firing shots left and right. I mean, they were all over the place, including the diving poke in that one of my friends missed, but I had to explain in vivid detail. Oh, yeah, it was skates up in the air, diving full-fledged to make sure he got the poke check in on that goal.
Yeah, you know, we had that was the first game since the trade deadline, so there were some new guys that I guess wanted to make an immediate impact. And Hogan, my goodness, I think that was his second shift as a Brahma. He got that first goal, and we just never looked back from then on.
And I think the next 15 seconds proved that. Let's see, Kellen Wassel followed Davidson's goal with one just right off the tip, right in front in the slot, and just back-to-back goals got the entire crowd just pumped up. And one of the things I do want to make a side note right now, y'all had a very, very special guest in attendance. What will you explain everything that y'all did with the team there?
Team Kaysen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had, there's a young man, Kaysen Gabbard, who's suffering from cerebral palsy, and he's got a very rare vision disorder, bound to a wheelchair, and his family needed a lot of help to help get him the medical treatment that he needs. I mean, we all know how much medical treatment is these days. So put on a little benefit for him, and we had a raffle in the lobby, and they had some tickets that they sold, and through donations, they raised almost $5,000 to that one game. So it felt good because he's going to get some much-needed treatment, and that family doesn't have to sweat the bills so much.
Well, you know, it was after those first two goals that I felt like the entire crowd was really into it, and the Brahmas were really trying to put on a great show, especially for Team Kaysen. You know, it was awesome to see them be able to come out, and what a tremendous job being able to raise so much money. But continuing on with the play there, as we went on throughout the game, it was just goal after goal after goal. I ended up starting to head out, say my goodbyes to everybody there around the point that it was 6-4, and then the Brahmas end up scoring two more goals there towards the end. I mean, just a tremendous night. 8-4, the final score.
Funny, in Brahmas history, I think we've scored 8 goals in this building twice. And ironically, it's been against the Odessa Jackalopes both times. I think the last time we did that was Game 7 of the conference finals back in 2009. We beat the Jackalopes 8-1. So kind of random that it would be against the Jackalopes again in a different league, but a win's a win, and we're glad to get it, and felt great.
Well, you know, I've been able to come out at least once a weekend pretty much whenever the home games have happened, and if not, try to catch them on Fast Hockey. But I have to say, as the season's progressed, we're seeing a completely different Brahma team, and I know that there's a lot of things happening around Brahmaland, a lot of changes going on, some sound system fixes and things like that, right?
That's right.
As they've been testing out the sound system, that's just a little inside joke there between Chad and I. We were talking about it beforehand, but, you know, testing out the sound system, doing tons of upgrades, changes, but one of the biggest things that has come around, you know, with that whole trade deadline, Donovan Gardner was actually sent up to the Tri-City Storm, and in exchange for him, y'all added a Keller native, Thomas Aldworth, a 5'11", 190-pound forward that was born in 95, so sitting around 17, 18 years old. But tell us a little bit about him.
Well, you know, first of all, for a lot of fans, Donovan was a fan favorite around here, and great kid. Was a hard worker, fantastic player. He was approaching 250 junior games played. So to be able to send him up to the USHL and you know, get a chance at that league, I think it's fantastic for his career. And you know, getting a local guy back, especially a big physical type player now, it's an Allworth first shift with us. Sadly, he lost a tooth.
Oh no!
That's hockey, and yeah, it happens. We expect big things from him.
Well, the worst part is that hockey players, when they do lose that first tooth, it's more of a badge of pride than anything.
Yeah, he came out, and I guess it's midway through the first or so, I noticed that he was wearing a cage, and I was like, well, I'm pretty sure he had a visor on earlier, and asked the trainer, and yeah, sure enough, he got something up high and lost a tooth, so,
man.
Drama land.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's exciting times. Well, also added was defensiveman Jerry Briscoe from Port Huron Fighting Falcons. Now, a very, very large kid, as he's standing 6'4", weighing 208 pounds, and, you know, sitting there at about 17 years old. It's kind of blows my mind to sit here and say roughly about a 17-year-old sitting here at that size and weight out playing hockey. I mean, I'm excited to see this kid.
Seen him suit up for us, but he's definitely a big kid. Dan says he's got a big physical presence, which is something that we always welcome here on the team. So, you know, looking forward just to the rest of this season, and then next year, it's just things are looking up and up and up for us.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate, but of course, out of reach of getting into playoff contention. But now that y'all are heading into y'all's second year, I know that there's tons of stuff, tons of plans that are, you know, going straight forward ahead with camps and things like that.
Yeah, the first year in a new league is always kind of a learning experience, both off the ice with the things we do in the front office, and then of course recruiting and everything that Dan and Jeff have been doing. It's just starting to come together, and we're looking, you know, really starting to get our stuff figured out, I guess you could say. And so we're really looking forward to next year and having three camps. I think we've got one in Chicago in May and one in Detroit, and then closer to the season we'll have one here in North Richland Hills. So last year we had one camp. It was thrown together literally overnight. We had 100 players come out. We expect 100 players or 100 to 120 players at each of these three camps this summer. So we'll see some good talent. It's going to be really hard for Dan and Jeff to just, you know, narrow some of these players down and get the team built.
True. And, you know, after picking up two wins over the weekend, the second one in an exciting shootout, coming out on top there. Now, coming up this weekend, the Brahmas face up against the Amarillo Bulls. It's the Battle of the Cattle. I love how you put it on Facebook. Resuming as last year series ended with a 1-1 split, but, you know, that first game that they went into against the Bulls, they look great.
You know, we tend to play that team really well. I don't know. You know, they're the best team in the South and the defending champions, but we match up against them very well. I'm sure Dan has talked about it with you before, but Dennis Williams, their coach, is one of his childhood adversaries. They grew up playing junior hockey up in Canada together, so I guess those two really bring it when they play each other, and we look forward to a little panhandle hockey this weekend.
Well, I could tell you, after watching a game against the Amarillo Bulls, you could tell how fired up both coaches were on each side, you know, even just from the very get-go. So I was wondering if, you know, there's a little more to that backstory there. So thank you for filling me in.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you that both coaches will lose their voice multiple times over the weekend. They really give it their all with this rivalry.
Well, very good. Well, coming up this weekend, no real promotional nights, but it's actually going to be coming up on February 22nd. Y'all will be having World Record Night, and this was one of the, I think, probably the second Brahma game I was able to really get out and enjoy myself at last year was the World Record Night, and, I mean, a lot of fun for the whole family.
Yeah, we're really looking looking forward to it. We've had a couple people kind of picking the records out that we're going to go for this year. There's a lot of them. We're still narrowing it down, but we've got some crazy ones involving most dodgeballs thrown at a mascot. That'll be one of them. Most jalapeno slices eaten in a minute. And there's some records we're going to try to do involving the whole crowd, some individual feats, and then just some really ridiculous ones. So it should be a fun, fan-involved game.
Well, awesome, awesome. Also, coming up, Pink at the Rink. Tell us a little bit about everything that y'all have planned then.
Well, Pink at the Rink is, we're going to be, it's our first specialty jersey auction of the year. We're going to be wearing special Lone Star Brahmas jerseys that they have a lot of pink in them. It's going to be a new design we'll wear just for that game. We'll have some pink socks, and we're going to donate some money from the jersey auction to a local cancer charity. And, you know, I don't have it in front of me what the charity is, but there's going to be hopefully a lot of money raised. And it's kind of like the Team Kaysen thing. We're just happy to be able to help out and hoping for a good crowd that night and hoping to, you know, put a little bit in cancer research.
Well, very good. And, you know, just stay tuned here on LoneStarBrahmas.com, wherever you may be listening at, through Facebook, because we will continue to bring you these weekly segments. You know, have Coach Wildfong back on as soon as we can catch him. He's a very busy guy, we understand. But I want to thank you, Chad, for joining us today. And again, check it out, everybody, LoneStarBrahmas.com or on Facebook. Chad Seward, want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Anytime, Matthew.
All right, buddy. Well, this has been another episode of Brahma Talk.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, boy, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.